Joining us today for our weekly conversation for This Week in Milton is Town Councilor for Ward 1, Christina Tesser-Dirksen. Christina, I think the biggest news that everyone keeps talking about this week has to be the fact that Milton will be getting three new schools, one new high school and two new elementary schools. What was your reaction to that news?
Well, I mean, it's good news, of course. I mean, we're happy to hear that the province is recognizing that there's a lot of students in Milton that would rather be in classrooms, proper classrooms, rather than portables. That being said, you know, there's still a little ways to go, actually quite a ways to go, before we have all of our students within proper buildings. There's a lot of portables in Milton. Milton Town Council at our last meeting actually approved more portables being added to the new newly named St. Francis High School in Ward 4. And that's primarily because, I mean, the capacity of students is just way exceeding what that building is able to accommodate. So, I mean, it's still going to be snug, I think, is putting it mildly. But, I mean, any progress is good progress. We're happy to see our provincial partners recognizing that we need that space for our kids. And we'll continue to work to get proper schools built in the neighborhoods that need them as we go forward.
Another item that came out of that press conference was the Premier's staunch opposition to the Campbellville Quarry. Did you see any of that? And if you did, what was your reaction?
Yeah, and you know, I was really happy to hear the Premier's comments, and I was really happy to hear our MPP, Parm Gill's comments as well. It's the first time we've heard the Premier, I've heard the Premier speak out in opposition to this particular quarry application, and I did send an email to the Premier and to MPP Gill thanking them for their comments. The residents in Ward 1 that I represent along with Councillor Colin Best have been working tirelessly for the past 2 years, and they've been raising money, they've been, you know, spending time in meetings, mobilizing, you know, missing out on time with their families and friends and recreation so that they can formulate this very reasonable and concise opposition to the quarry. So it's great to hear the Premier on board. You know, Premier Ford always says that he's governing for the people. Well, I mean, it's fairly clear what the people in Ward 1 want. They want a safe, enjoyable, environmentally sensitive neighborhood. And the application as proposed right now is pretty clear that it would not coincide with those ideals and values. So it's great to hear the Premier coming out in opposition. I'm actually really thrilled. Of course, you know, we always meet these comments sometimes with some cautious optimism because you never know what can happen or what can change. That being said, you know, I have faith that the province will follow through on the commitment they've made vocally and support residents in their opposition to the quarry.
Speaking of Ward 1, there is a lot of construction on Main Street. If you were to share a message with your constituents, what would that be?
The message I would share is we hear you. We know your concerns. I don't live far from Main Street. I travel it every day. My office is just off Main Street on Bronte, so I've got the construction on Bronte and Main that I'm contending with. My husband's business is on Main Street further up. You know, what I've been telling residents, and I put out a social media post on Facebook recently, because it didn't seem like an ideal time to me, because our restaurants on Main Street, which are so fabulous and have been struggling through COVID, just had their patios expanded. So they have an opportunity now to make up a little bit of that business that was lost. And then this construction pops up. So obviously they're scratching their heads thinking, what's going on? Like, why are we doing it now? You know, the short answer is that we have a responsibility to maintain our assets, our roadways. So if we let it go too long, the deterioration gets worse, and then it ends up costing everybody more money, including taxpayers who fund these maintenance projects. So it was decided to go ahead with Main Street. And, you know, I've learned a lot about asphalt paving in the past week by talking to our staff. And a lot of the paving is being done overnight on Main Street, which causes another problem for local residents who are trying to sleep. So, I mean, the noise is keeping them up. So we have to think about them, too. In short, there's no good time to do this type of work. But it has to be done, if it's going to be done overnight to minimize disruption to business and traffic, it has to be done during the summer, because temperatures in the fall are too cool. And asphalt, if it cools too quickly, it's garbage. So there's a whole delicate chemistry to this that I'm learning about. But I'm assured from the answers we've gotten from our staff that now, unfortunately, is the best time to do it. And it's unfortunate that it coincides with busy patio season, but it should be done very soon. I think the last work that's going to be done in this phase should be wrapping up this afternoon, or tonight, and then you won't see anything on Main Street for a couple weeks until the contractors come back to do the final surface paving, and again, that will be in the nighttime. So really hoping that we can get it done quickly. It's frustrating for everybody, I fully recognize. So I appreciate everyone's patience, and the questions I'm getting are really good, and I'm happy to answer them as well. So if anyone has further questions, they can reach out to their counselor or to staff at the town to get comments and answers to those questions.
Again, joined by Christina Tesser-Dirksen, town counselor for Ward 1 in Milton. Christina, what else is going on in your ward?
You know, I had a great meeting last night. Sustainable Milton had their foundational meeting in which they elected their executive and their board. So that was great to be part of. And it's so nice to see this group, centralized group of people where all these individual smaller groups and persons with the sustainability and environmental interest can come together. And Sustainable Milton is really acting as kind of like a general contractor, you know, like they're connecting people and they're finding ways to maximize people's time with different projects. So I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot coming out of that group. I know that the Italian Cultural Center of Milton, formerly the Italian Canadian Club, is working on a really exciting project, a summer concert series, drive-in concert series. So that's something that's in the works. I believe the first concert will be mid-August. And they're going to do four separate weekends into September. So people should watch for that as well. It's going to be nice to get out of the house and see some live music and at the same time be safe within your car and not worry about, having to be around large groups of people exposed, you know, be in your vehicle. So that's something to keep an eye out for, too. So lots of exciting stuff going on in Milton, even though, you know, we're still dealing with this specter of the pandemic over us. But I think we're coming along really nicely.
And last question, I think everyone talks about COVID-19 and wearing a mask. Do you have a message for anyone, and especially your constituents?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's a small inconvenience for those that don't have medical conditions that are affected by wearing masks. It's a small inconvenience. I don't like wearing one. I'll be perfectly honest. It's annoying. It's hot. But if it's going to prevent me from getting ill or making someone else ill, even by a small margin, it's completely worth it. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. I know there were some residents that have reached out to me about concerns, about some other ancillary concerns about, you know, government overreach and that sort of thing. But, I mean, ultimately, this is a precaution that's being taken to keep people safe. And if it reduces our numbers, even by a smidge, I think it's well worth it.
Thanks again for joining us today, Christina. Always a pleasure.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, Chris. Always good to talk.